For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. You can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice in both places, health advice, supplement advice, and Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, and they carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. And please also take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and Kevin's guest next Sunday will be Chris Killam on Debunking Myths and Hype. Our guest today is Rex Jones, and he's with the Garden of Life. He's been an educator with the Garden of Life for more than 4 years, and he brings with him a lifelong passion for the natural foods industry and a strong knowledge of herbals. So, Rex, I want to just welcome you to the show. We've talked before, and I'm delighted that we will carry on this conversation. And I think our listeners are going to be very interested in what you have to share.
Well, thanks a lot for having me on. It's a pleasure.
So let's get started. We're talking about cleansing and weight loss. Let's get starting with the cleansing issue, and we'll lead into how that involves weight loss and other aspects of weight loss.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's very important that we realize that there's a connection between the two. We live in an environment now that our ancestors just were not exposed to, we've got, I think, up to around 4,000 chemicals that are in our food, air, and water that were not around 100 years ago. So that in itself is just a mathematical scenario that none of us can even fathom what impact that has in a variety of ways. It's not like any of them have been tested, you know, for any amount of time to see what the impact is. So we've kind of embarked on an experiment that we have no control over. Now, we add things like the genetically modified organisms and all of these other things to it. We are smarter, we're too smart for our own good, so to speak, in some ways. So our technology is a lot smarter than we are, as we, you know, how we're applying it, possibly. So the way it works is that we can accumulate a lot of these toxins, especially the fat-soluble ones, in our fat tissues. And our body will do that as a form of protection. It doesn't want to circulate something that could be harmful in the bloodstream, which delivers nutrients to the rest of our body. So it will look for these fat deposits, and it will store it there because, unfortunately, we're not burning that fat up, probably. So it's one way for the body to protect itself. Now, normal everyday routine, we actually do detox. So you hear a lot about detox and detox cleanse kits and things like that, and those are fine and good. But our liver is really designed to break down all of these substances. It does a great job at it. The liver, I think, it's involved in probably over 200 enzymatic actions in the body. It makes our hormones. It filters and cleans our blood. And it also, you know, actually helps us digest our foods and fats and proteins and things like that. So it does a lot for us. And when it gets bombarded, that's when we run into a problem where it says, you know what, I can't handle all of this right now. I need some help. It may have to kick some of those toxins back into the bloodstream. Sometimes people notice headaches. They notice several symptoms. They may even, find it hard to lose weight because the body is trying to protect itself. So there's a variety of different ways that that can play out. So one of the things that we've done is we've partnered with the Wild Rose Cleanse, which is a Canadian cleanse created by Dr. Terry Willard, who is one of the founders of the American Herbalist Guild, also one of the original students of Dr. John Christopher. And he, for 25 years, has used this cleanse in his clinic in clinical situations. So we know, you know, how well it works. It has a great reputation. And what it's really designed to do is to assist the liver in filtering out these toxins and filtering it out of the blood, the lymphatic system, and supporting the digestive system for about 12 days. And it comes with a meal plan, a sensible eating plan that gives you the fiber you need to help you cleanse. It cleans up the diet. It you know, you reduce things like grains and dairy and fried foods, and you favor your fruits and vegetables, nuts, and drinks, such as plain teas like green tea and water. I think you're allowed to even have 2 cups of black coffee a day. So that's basically what the Wild Rose Cleanse is designed to do. And it also supports the kidney, bladder, those areas, because we actually eliminate toxins through our water-soluble channel, which would be the kidneys, and the liver breaks down fat-soluble compounds, which are really where a lot of the heavy toxins are. Most of those are really fat-soluble, but the liver breaks those down into compounds that are not harmful back into water and through the fat-soluble channels that end up binding to bile that ends up in your lower GI.
Well, there's so many cleanses, and I think you've explained this one well. It sounds as if this cleanse sort of takes care of itself, because some cleanses will free the toxins, but they recycle, and so people get worse. And sometimes they think that's good. That's a healing crisis. I call it a crisis, and that it's better to be done without having a crisis. And it seems to me that's accomplished by having what I call good exit pathways, allowing the liver to get rid of the toxins, allowing it to come through, and the stool and the feces, the urine, a sweat, any way we can. And I like the sensibility of providing detox agents that also encourage the exit pathways.
Well, and to be, a little more specific on formulation, I mean, Dr. Terry Willard is a classic, type herbalist, and he looks at something they call herbal energetics. And a lot of times when you say that, people are thinking, oh, it sounds somewhat new age or etherical or kind of situation. But in herbology, ancient herbology recognizes that everything has a property that's either going to be cold, hot, wet, dry. It may have an ascending, descending quality, penetrating, dissolving quality. And so herbs classically are not looked at their chemistry, but really what physiological actions they have on the body. And so the ancients kind of knew that. So Dr. Terry Willard took all of that into consideration in what we call herbal energetics. And actually, when you look at this laxative formula, there are 3 main laxative herbs, but 2 of those herbs actually have lesser astringent qualities, which is kind of the opposite of laxative. So what it does is it brings a balancing effect to the formulas. And you'll find those types of themes throughout. And I think one of the things, when I looked at that formula, one of the things that really stood out to me was the sheer number of whole herbs, because many times I look at these formulas and it's absolutely difficult to see the intelligence and formulation in it, because you've got a proprietary blend, several herbs, dozens of herbs, a limited amount of milligrams, which means there's only so many milligrams per herbs. When you look at the Wild Rose Cleanse, you see that there are significant levels, significant milligrams of the most important herbs, and the herbs are listed in descending order. And if you know about formulation, the formulations make sense. So it's very open, makes a lot of sense, and you get somewhere between 6 to 7 grams of herbs per day for the 12 days. And if you've ever been to a Chinese herbalist or or visit, you know, a neighborhood herbalist, you'll know that they give you a lot of herb. And it's hard to just get the body to truly cleanse when you're taking two capsules. You know, it's just not feasible and realistic in a lot of ways. So this is a significant cleanse that does take the entire diet and lifestyle into consideration as well.
Let me ask you, if acidity and alkalinity are qualities like the cold, hot, wet, dry, ascending, descending, and penetrating, is that looked at, or is addressing the other qualities that you mentioned going to take care of it?
They are absolutely looked at in the diet. So what he suggests is that you favor 80% alkaline foods.
Right.
Lessen the acidic foods to about 20% of the diet. And the good thing is that when you open that door for people, they realize, I felt better on that food plan. And it gives them that education and experiential, situation where they can go back to that diet if they need to. I think intuitively, if someone starts to feel weird, they've gone through that cleanse, they will probably lean more towards that diet to bring their body back into balance. So it's one of the, that whole experiential effect of healing, I think, is one of the great tools we have in natural healing, is that when people do experience that feeling, they intuitively know to go back to it. There's, you don't have to pick up a book and figure it out. You just know, hey, stay away from these. Let's go back to these foods that I associate with being healthy. And once you have that, no one can take that away from you.
Well, it's good advice. And I like to remind people that it doesn't mean that all alkaline foods are good and that all acidic foods are bad.
Right.
That there are good and bad acid foods and good and bad alkaline foods. And in learning about the diet and juicing, people can manipulate that toward alkalinity. And we're really talking about a small change in the pH, not the acid of your stomach, just to let them know. It's not a huge change in pH as we know it, but it is an important enough change that it affects the body.
Correct. And I do think, there's a conversation with that has to do with oxygenation, because sometimes, mm-hmm. Alkalinity probably is spoken in a way that means increased oxygen. And we know that when there's increased oxygen in the body, there's going to be increased health and energy, and that the pH will be correct.
Well, good.
A lot of these foods do that.
We will continue this conversation in the next segment. I think this has been very interesting. If you've just tuned in, listeners, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with Rex Jones from Garden of Life.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, 30. Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday, tune in to hear Kevin's discussion with Chris Killam on debunking myths and hype. Now, our guest today is Rex Jones from Garden of Life. We're talking about cleansing and weight loss. And we went into herbal cleanses, the wild rose cleanse. So let's continue that discussion, please, Rex.
Well, yeah. So, you know, after people do a cleanse, you know, we suggest that they replenish with probiotics. And the reason why that's important is, you know, we talked about the chemicals in the food, air, and water and things like that. And probiotics end up being victims of this constant bombardment of chemicals. We know that when we're born sterile and that we receive trillions of good bacteria that protect the lining of our gut and our skin and several other parts of the body. They make substances that protect our immune system, that break down harmful compounds that we would be receiving on a daily basis. So it's a good idea after a cleanse to go ahead and replenish. So we came up with a line of good bacteria, a product called Critical Care Line, which has colon support, female support, like vaginal support, and then two other high-potency formulas that's designed to replenish the gut when it's under stress from different therapies that might be not so natural and not so great for the gut. And all of these are clinically studied probiotics, which are rare to begin with, that we have basically introduced into the natural market. And so they're very, very good, very quick-acting at supporting the gut. And although they're not cleanses, they're a part of breaking down harmful compounds on a regular basis, making nutrients as probiotics do, and helping with assimilation and digestion. So this is something we feel is very, very important. And it's a great thing to do after a cleanse to really set yourself up for success afterwards.
Well, I'm glad to hear you speak about the probiotics. We do talk about it, and I think we can't emphasize it enough. Besides changing to an organic, nutrient-dense, varied diet that's appropriate for the individual, so we're talking about possibly 90 to 100 different diets, depending on the individual. The probiotics, I think, are the number one supplement to start with. I'm always impressed that 70% of the immune system's in the gut, and that's fed by probiotics. And I'm impressed by the numbers. Now, you mentioned the Critical Care Line, which I'm familiar with and very impressed with. and the high potency. Can you tell us the differences in potency between, say, the critical care line and getting into a higher potency for, you know, gut problems and stress?
Right. Well, it's a little confusing because potency sometimes can throw you off. I mean, these are different bacteria. So sometimes you might have a bacteria that is needed in higher potency where another bacteria works at a lower potency. But besides that, you know, the critical care line, our colon care, vaginal care is 50 billion, 50 billion organisms per capsule. These are very small capsules. We have a very wide array of bacteria, so anywhere between 33 for a colon care and up to 38 different probiotic strains for the vaginal care. And both of these come with digestive enzymes that are very specific to the formula. In the case of the colon care, 17 digestive enzymes to help break down undigested proteins to ease, you know, the occasional GI distress like gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, so forth and so on, even IBS, IBD. And with the vaginal care, we have cellulase, hemicellulase, which break down the inner and outer cell wall of yeast. And then an enzyme called lysozyme, which is very, very aggressive at going after fungus, bacteria, viruses, and things like that. So we've really added some value with these formulas. They're high potency, they're clinically studied strains, and we've added digestive enzymes to support and enhance the formulas. Now, these high potency ones, like the Ultimate Care, which is 100 billion organisms, and then there's the 5-day max, which is a 400 billion formulation that lasts 5 days. These are actually the same probiotic formulas. They're clinically studied, but have different potencies for different things. People that have an ongoing challenge, they work at chemical plants, they work as hairdressers, or they have to take, you know, things on a normal basis that aren't so great for them, but that they need to kind of balance their lives out. Any day-to-day challenge, the 100 billion Ultimate Care has been shown to replenish and maintain a healthy gut, not allowing, you know, the overgrowth of bad bacteria, and minimizing the disruption that's caused during the times of loss. That one's perfect for that situation. But people that have gone through some major traumatic, I guess, type of situation where I like to make the joke, they had the gas station sushi, you know, they had a horrible restaurant, and they're behind, I like to say they're behind the eight ball, you know. They, you know, we don't diagnose, treat, or cure anything, but I could see where someone that got cross-contaminated with gluten that might be bedridden and feeling uncomfortable would want a high-potency probiotic like the 5-day max, or someone, you know, that had to do some type of regimen that was very, very harsh on the body for a short period of time. Any of those times where you're going to be, you know, compromised, your gut's definitely going to be compromised or already is, that's when you go with the high potency. So in the study, they really looked at, you know, do we need a higher amount of these probiotics and when do we? And so for everyday challenges, the 100 billion, the Ultimate Care, perfect for that. Three different proteases or protein digesting enzymes that are active throughout the entire GI tract. And with the 5-day max, you've got about 15 digestive enzymes in there to help you, including organic banana powder, which actually has a compound that has been shown to be anti-ulcerative. And you have raw organic inulin, which is a great prebiotic as well, and that's in a powder. It mixes easily. I even sometimes just kind of pour it in my mouth and swish it down with a little water. It's kind of delicious, actually. And I will say this about these probiotics. You know, I didn't really stress this, but we have something we call Arrive Alive, and of course they're called raw probiotics, which means we don't have any binders and fillers. We have not heated any of these products above 115 degrees, and that's to maintain their viability. We don't tablet because you have to use ingredients that are not raw. Like, we don't believe that a max stearate, silicon dioxide, microcrystalline cellulose are food. And so when we say raw, what we're saying is that we're not using ingredients that could not be found in a natural food that's, not manufactured or anything like that. So we also guarantee what you find on our boxes until expiration. So if you see our 50 billion raw probiotic colon care, you can be assured that it was, actually acquired in a frozen state, transported frozen, manufactured in a temperature and humidity controlled environment, and then shipped cold to the store where it actually goes right on the shelf. And we do that because the two main criticisms for probiotics in the marketplace are lack of science and knowing what's in the bottle. And we've been tested randomly by third parties and found to have way more than what we claim, actually double what we claim on the label, and that's because of our arrive in life promise. And then secondly, we go after clinically studied strains of probiotics. Again, clinically studied strains of probiotics are actually rare, and rarely do you have companies talking in specifics about the strains that they're using. They kind of generally talk about an acidophilus or generally talk about a bifido, and we're very specific about the strains that we're using because they're clinically studied.
Well, it's a whole semester to talk about the different strains and what they do and how they interact with each other. It certainly is more complex. The public sees it as, some probiotics, kind of a general term, but you've made it very apparent that it's much more complex than that. Now, I wanted to ask a question with regard to staying cold. Once that bottle is opened and it's kept refrigerated, how long can one of those capsules be out of the refrigerator, out of the bottle, and maintain potency? Is there some gradient that occurs?
Absolutely. The viability is maintained for quite a while, and this is why we over-formulate, really double. And I have no problems taking my supplements, putting them in my pocket. I mean, with my probiotics, I try to take them soon, and I'm very conscious about that. But traveling as I am right now, actually, I have a pill box and I've got my raw probiotics. And, I keep it in my suitcase. It's not hot. I know that the potency is high enough that the die-off will not even get to the point to where it's at the dosage level or label level. So,
That's good to know. And it's a question that as a clinician, I certainly have been asked. And also just, I'm not a researcher, but I'm a clinician. And years ago, there weren't any refrigerated types. And I'm talking 40 years ago, but we saw results and we did not have the high counts and we still got results. Now, I had an aha moment where a patient misunderstood what I said when I recommended one three times a day. I don't know why she misunderstood it. She took 10 three times a day.
Ooh.
And at that time, though, the count was thousands, not billions.
Right.
And I might not have, even been in the millions at that time. And she had a remarkable turnaround in her yeast symptoms. And
wow.
I thought, aha, there's a lot more to this than we understand. Because those were the early years of recommending
right.
probiotics and understanding what they did. And now I know we can't get those results using what we used to use. I have patients that come in and are on a baby probiotic. I'm just being facetious here, a baby probiotic. It's, freeze-dried. It's not kept cold. And they don't get the results that we get when we switch to brands like yours that are high potency. And I've asked myself the question, why do we need to give so much in the probiotic line, and I answer my own question because our guts are going through generations of damage, the epigenetic effect that, you know, our grandparents started eating poorly and didn't get all the fermented foods, and then our parents and us and our children and our grandchildren. And so each generation is worsening the problem. It's exponentially worse.
This is you hit the nail. This is a great discussion because there's that, and then there's the idea that all bacteria evolves. So,
you know, this is exciting. Rex, let's talk about this in the next segment because I think this is an important subject. And I just want to tell our listeners who've tuned in that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM and brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with Rex Jones.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning, and next Sunday, please tune in for Kevin's discussion with Chris Killam on debunking myths and hype. Now, we've been having an interesting discussion with Rex Jones from Garden of Life. We're talking about cleansing and weight loss, and we talked about herbs and cleanses, and now we've moved into the probiotics. They're not specific cleansers, but they're a very important part of cleansing. So, Rex, could you further this conversation? Let's go back on the probiotics. We had mentioned that years ago, 40 years ago, people did well with very low counts, freeze-dried, not sophisticated. But those things don't work today. And people today need much higher doses, much higher quality. And we were just about to engage on why. So I'm going to toss the why for you to respond to.
Well, and I think you correctly said, you know, what we're going through generationally is just very different. The exposure to chemicals, the generational and compounded exposure, new chemicals, genetically engineered compounds in the environment, all of these things are playing a role. It's a moving target, you know, so to speak. And I also believe on top of that is the fact that bacteria evolve. You know, an Acidophilus strain from 20, 25 years ago is probably beneficial for you, but it may not be making some of the substances at the strength or expressing itself genetically like an Acidophilus that's clinically studied today. So it's important, you know, that these bacteria be constantly researched and studied. And this is why, you know, European kefir and yogurts, these traditional foods that are passed down, are so valuable, because it's been generation after generation of the same probiotics going through time, and they've been able to adapt to the environment and also create what they need in the environment to create a balance. So I think, you know, and this is not to talk about any particular product, but I think, you know, it's easy to find, you know, in a regular grocery store, a probiotic that costs $4.99 or $9.99 and has one or two strains, not bad for you, but probably not as beneficial, because there are so many strains available. And of course, the more research strains are not going to be at the lowest, cheapest price that you can get. So I think that the evolution of strains, the clinically studied strains, are really important if you want the probiotics to make all of the substances, the enzymes, the vitamins, the antibiotic substances that they make, and you really want something that's going to work today for you.
You know, that's such a good point, and I'm glad we ventured into this conversation. I look at it, too, when you said that they evolve. What's also evolving is the resistance of the pathogens, the parasites. They are becoming more resistant as we are getting more sophisticated, but we also are dealing with gut damage, as we call it, leaky gut. The technical term is enhanced intestinal permeability. My analogy is the gut's like a screen. It allows the bad things out and the good things in, but when you get a hole in the screen, flies get in, and the hole in the gut allows penetration of molecules that should not pass through. And this leaky gut was not as apparent 30, 40 years ago. And we can say that because when you look at the diagnosis of gut problems, inflammatory bowel diseases, gluten, yes, we didn't recognize the actual celiac, but there's non-celiac gluten intolerance, the, you know, just broad spread intolerance to many foods such as gluten, milk products, soy, corn, etc. Our guts are pretty fragile, and they haven't benefited from the overload of medications. So I see it as a multifactorial problem that we have wrecked our guts and damaged the good flora. And this is the generation that can turn this around. And I don't think it can be done without fermented foods. And essentially, I think that's what I thought you were saying.
Well, and we have to return to that. You know, one of the questions I get asked all the time is, do I have to take this stuff forever? And, you know, of course, we don't tell anyone they have to take anything. But I just, you know, remind people what the traditional diets had. At no time, you know, 100, 200 years ago, were you going to eat food that, you know, just wiped out your good bacteria, drink water that wiped out your good bacteria. I mean, we live in an anti-probiotic environment. I hate to say it that way, but we don't have those traditional foods that give us the good bacteria and all the prebiotic foods. I mean, when you refine grain products and you don't sprout, ferment, and soak them, you end up with sugars that are irritants, and people have all types of digestive enzymes from refined foods and manufactured foods that people wouldn't have had a long time ago. And then when you add on the fact that they treated these foods in such a way that made them more nutritious and even helped the good bacteria flourish. We just cut all of that stuff out for the sake of convenience and shelf life. We've introduced chemicals in the environment and limited our exposure to bad bacteria, which is kind of interesting because we don't want lots of bad bacteria, but when we don't get exposure to bad bacteria, our immune systems don't learn, and the good bacteria don't get to learn as well.
Well said. I am thinking that it started to fall apart more rapidly with space exploration and the development of Tang, which was considered superior and perfect for keeping the astronauts healthy. And
that mindset
is, that's just my memory and my connection. And I remember I was quite young when that was going on and thinking, well, isn't that fascinating? We can actually make food that is made from chemicals. And at the time, I didn't have the wisdom. It was a few years later that I saw the light and educated myself. But it's interesting because I saw it again. They are developing ways for people to live on Mars and developing through chemistry special foods that they think will work. And I'm sort of cringing at that. I wonder if they've even considered probiotics.
Who knows? And the truth is that we have just not evolved that quickly. There's no way for us to catch up with that type of science. I mean, we're not that smart. I just don't believe that. And we already have a superior, form of food already. We need to learn how to harness what we have instead of trying to change it. And I do think that there's an economic incentive that is far above what should be used for human endeavors and the kind of moving the human race forward. I think that economics play a bigger role in these developments than they probably should.
Yeah, well, shelf life is too important. Not having any waste in the crops, that higher percentage of the crops make it to the table, but that involves the pesticides, chemicals, Roundup Ready, Monsanto. I think we can look at that, and it is a nightmare. And I repeat this a lot, but I guess I want everybody to hear it, and that there are 85,000 man-made chemicals in the environment that do not require testing. Only 200 have been tested. The manufacturers can release them and even keep them secret, and by law not have to reveal what they are or what they do. Testing is voluntary. It's a 1976 Toxic Substances Control Act, which I facetiously have titled the Protect the Manufacturers of Toxins Act.
Right.
Because that's what it did. And we have no clue. You mentioned it early on. The testing, most of these things were grandfathered in, at least the food additives. They were grandfathered in. So the testing wasn't even required. And you can't test substance one and two together, and one and three, and one, two, and three down to 85,000, and even know what is the multi-generational epigenetic effect. It's a nightmare. And then we find out that there's 110 average of 110 toxins in the umbilical cords of newborns. It can be as high as 200 and some. And those studies are continuing. So, we're talking about toxins and cleansing. What I'd like to talk about in the next segment is more about weight loss and the effect of toxins, when we lose weight and how our body's affected by the release of toxins and how people can lose weight safely. So we'll carry on that discussion in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break with Rex Jones.
MegaFood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of information about you and your health. Now, we're here every Sunday morning, and next Sunday, Kevin will discuss with Chris Killam, Debunking Myths and Hype. I like the title of that show. Now, our guest today is Rex Jones, and he's with Garden of Life, has expertise in herbals. We've talked about herbal cleanses. We've talked about the importance of probiotics in keeping the gut healthy. And we want to tie this in, the cleansing and the weight loss. So let's go forward with the benefits, but also the downside of weight loss if we don't do some protective, if we don't take protective action.
Well, exactly. And, you know, one of the great things that I see in health food stores is that a lot of people come in to do a cleanse in order to lose weight. And that's, I think there's some wisdom behind that because, you know, we talked about the release of toxins, the fact that fat cells and tissues will store on the store toxins that the body might not be able to deal with at that time. And one of the ways to jumpstart weight loss is to start with that cleanse, to actually kind of tell the body and allow the body to get rid of toxins in a very safe way. Sometimes people go on these rapid, quick weight loss type products that either suppress the appetite, and in those situations you might be losing probably more muscle in protein than you are actual fat. Others stimulate the heart in metabolism. Others are diuretic. So those are things that are not sustainable. They give you possibly some short-term benefit, but you know, if you're losing that much weight rapidly, the body has feedback loops to try to bring you back to that state. It's used to being heavier or having fat in a certain area, and it's learned how to do that. And so you do that rapidly. You don't necessarily always allow for the body to adjust. So this is why diet, exercise, lifestyle, these things make a difference. So you really have to be committed to a different life and be committed to the weight that you want to be, number one. And if you start with a cleanse like the Wild Rose Cleanse, you'll allow the body to get rid of lots of toxins first, allow it to release that, and the body will be more apt to work with you work on that fat and burning that fat, because it won't be releasing toxins into the system. So we find that, you know, on average, people do a cleanse. Sometimes they will lose just 5 to 10 pounds, not even trying to lose weight, just because they got rid of trash that was in the body, you know. And I would think you'd want to get rid of that first, the trash that's in the body that doesn't even belong there. And then you can, you know, follow up with probiotics and work on bringing that protection in and buffering that gut. And then there's something we just came out with called the Raw Fit. The Raw Fit is a protein powder based on a raw, vegan, sprouted, USDA organic and non-GMO verified protein with 28 milligrams of plant protein that has a biological value or quality value of whey protein without being a whey protein. But it also includes the phytol green coffee bean extract at the clinically studied levels. I believe there's 400 milligrams at 50% chlorogenic acid. And that really is going to help support normal glucose levels and allow the body to prefer your fat as an energy source. And so that's very important. And then we have the clinically studied ashwagandha in there, which helps to suppress cortisol, the stress hormone. We also have organic cinnamon, and we have 4 grams of fiber. Fiber slows down the absorption of glucose. So this formula is designed to help support healthy glucose levels, to also help with cravings, to bring those into balance, to help with energy levels. And it's a great product for those that are trying to get in shape fitness-wise, because we even have an enzyme blend that includes a clinically studied blend of enzymes called prohydrolase, and that extends amino acids in the body several times over, which allows for muscle repair and for better glucose energy balance throughout the day. And it's great for people that miss breakfast and end up carb binging because of low blood sugar, you know, in the middle of the day. It's one of those things that can kind of sustain you. But I like it for fitness personally. But it's really designed, like I said, for cravings and energy levels and to support a healthy glucose level.
Well, that is impressive. Carrying further on the weight loss issue, a lot of times this initial weight loss is a lot of water and edema. And what I have observed is that when we are more toxic, when we're eating too much junk, foods that we shouldn't be eating, the body tries to dilute toxins just like the diabetic drinks more water and urinates more. But in this case of toxins in the body, the tissues become laden with water as a way of diluting the effect. So when you get rid of the junk, the tissues can give up that water. So that quick water loss is not fat, you know, the initial. I'm talking about the first few days. It's part of the detox. What have been your observations on that, Rex?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this is why, you know, we want to be committed to a healthy lifestyle and healthy long-term results, because there's so many fluctuations like that that can happen. You have your feedback loops where the body wants to maintain a certain weight, and if we don't exercise and waste a certain amount of calories or add, you know, the going around the block 3 or 4 times, you know, every day or every other day, our body will not adjust to this new life and this new you type of situation. So, yeah, I totally agree. You know, that the initial water weight that comes out, that's, you know, really the body's way of adjusting, you know, and it's not necessarily the toxins that you might want to go after and the weight that you really want to lose. So I really guard against any quick weight loss type of formula or anything that doesn't seem like you could do it for the rest of your life. Any diet plan should really be a diet plan that you can do for the rest of your life, in my opinion. I mean, there are some short-term type of, I'm sure you as a practitioner, sometimes you have to deal with people in a 2-week, 4-week, 6, whatever type of diet to deal with what they're working with in particular. But, you know, a lot of times people just want to get into that swimsuit or into that tuxedo in a short amount of time. And what happens is they get that initial result, and then they come back the next month and they're like, oh, I messed up, and let me do it again. And I think sometimes that might not be that healthy for you, especially if you're taking like diuretics and maybe getting hooked on diuretics.
And I would also throw in this idea that there's one diet that's suitable for all. There are too many diets that are suitable, and we have to find the right diet. And I tell people, if you have changed your diet in a certain manner, whether you're eating more plant-based proteins, plant-based foods, whether you've introduced animal, organic, pasture-fed animal foods, whatever's new, stick with it. Do it the same for at least a week to a month, because you can't judge by flipping around. And if you feel lousy and you're not getting good results and you're hungry, or you feel logy, or you're not sleeping well, you got to look and say, well, this isn't the diet for me. I take into account a lot of information. I try to figure out ancestry. We even use the blood type. We look at body typing, and we ask the patient, what do they feel best eating? And yet what I'm amazed is many people will stick with a diet that isn't working because the book said it's what everyone needs. So we each have our own book. So just one tidbit, because we're at the end of our show. Do you have one tidbit for listeners? I would say drink water, half your weight in ounces of water. What would you say?
Get on probiotics. You know, try to get them clinically studied. They should be guaranteed till expiration. It's probably, and you said at the beginning, it's one of the smartest things you can do. Garden of Life makes a variety of products like the Raw Fit and the Raw Meal and Raw Protein that are unadulterated, unheated, don't have any binders and fillers.
Well, those are good ones. Thank you, Rex. We'll have you back again.
Take care.
Bye-bye. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access the show or any previous show through MyVillageGreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day and every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.